Hi there. I'm Caitlin Monroe from the Children's Kiva Montessori Charter School, where I teach the upper elementary class. Our crew recently went on a field expedition to the Petersons property near Groundhog. We were hunting for fossils. The class had been studying the early Earth, particularly our area, which was covered by a shallow ocean 85 million years ago. The writings you will hear were written by the students over a three-week period. They wrote down their ideas, they created a first draft, revised for ideas and word choice, wrote another draft, this time revising for voice and organization. Each student practiced reading their final draft aloud before coming to KSJD to record. This is their work from start to finish. The students did the recording, the writing, they edited their pieces using Audacity, and voila, here is the result. Enjoy.
Mosasaur's teeth. After death, we found their teeth, brought them home to forever keep. They are Mosasaur's teeth. A muddy red color that stayed within, a feeling that has always been, this is my Mosasaur's tooth. A Desdine, and I'm in fifth grade. An imprint in a rock. And a shell once in a rock left an imprint in this rock. It was there, now it's not. A shell once in a rock.
I am Melissa Daniel. I am in sixth grade, and the title of my writing is The Ammonite Shell. The Ammonite Shell is a beautiful fossil because of so many things. First, I take into account the almost infinite spirals like corkscrews curling into the center. If I run my fingers along the ridges spanning across the spirals, they are like the waves in a raging sea, rising and falling in the spirals. The age of this is amazing. It's at least 80 million years in age. Only one thing is dull about this 5.5 inch in diameter beauty, and that is its color. Is it deep brown, like wet soil after a rainy day? This fossil was found by Caitlin Monroe.
I'm Annabelle McDermott. I'm in fifth grade, and this is my poem, Shark Tooth. Once in a shark's mouth, now in my hand, I can't believe I found you on that beautiful piece of land. Rounded and smooth, though your ghost is still sharp, you will always have a special place in my heart. Light blue and silver gray, the size of a penny. You're a diamond in the rough. I don't think I'll ever get enough. Fossil rock. You are not an ordinary rock. You have shells of all shapes and sizes in you. I wish to discover your ancient secrets. As years passed, you waited for someone to find you. I am lucky to have you, see you, and feel your elegance. Your ancient radiance blinds me, beautiful fossil rock.
Hello, this is Cameron. My grade is fifth grade. I'm gonna be saying my fossil writing. This fossil that I have in my hand is a very smooth and bumpy fossil. The fossil is small and it is very shiny. It has weird shapes and curved edges with curly sides and a smooth bottom. There are many tiny pieces of quartz embedded into the rock. The color of the fossil is mainly brown, black, and white. The fossil could possibly be an Orthoceras or a Posidonium melania. It might have lived from 460 million years ago. We haven't identified this fossil yet. This fossil lived in the Jurassic time. It is at least the size of a baby carrot. The fossil is a very polished rock. I think of this fossil as a very old treasure.
Hi, my name is Chandler Snyder, and I will be reading my fossil writing. On the table in front of me, the raindrop fossil sits. The top is smooth as new pure glass, and on the bottom, it is as bumpy as the ridges on a screw. This fossil is light black and dirty white. On snow, it would slide fast downhill with a push. It has four U-shapes whose ends touch the sides of the carrot-shaped body. When magnified, the body looks like white crystal. There are tiny white spots on the black bottom. The sides are 1/4 of a centimeter tall. That is what this Orthoceras looks like.
My name is Chantel D. I'm in fifth grade, and the title of my poem is called Ammonites. Ammonites grow in a wonderful way. They are beautiful and gray. 85 million years ago, ammonites are swimming here today. They are round and rough. I hope to collect enough. Now that ammonites are dead, I hope I can see them alive in my head. My other poem is called Shells. I found a ton of fossilized shells on the shore, and then I found a lot more. The shell I picked up is smooth on the bottom and rough on the top. Its color is midnight black. It's 1 inch tall and 1 inch wide in the hot sand it hides. It weighs 8.5 grams. The shape is a circle.
My name's Henry, and this is this writing I made, and it's called Fossilized Fish. This fossilized fish I'm looking at right now is a herring from the Eocene Age, and it was found in Kemmerer, Wyoming. The color of the fossil looks like wood, and the color of the rock is like a rain cloud. Also, the fossil feels bumpy, but the rock feels smooth. The fish is about 2.5 inches long and very intricate because of how many old tiny bones there are. I wonder if the size of this fish is as big as these fish get, because modern fish are much bigger. Looking at it is very fun, and I wish I'd see the fish when it was alive swimming in the water. I think there would be lots of other sea creatures, and the fish would be swimming around trying to avoid predators.
My name is Killian, and this is my fossil writing. In a collection in my classroom, I found a black fossil. It smells like maple syrup, and it is shaped like a rectangular prism with a few curves and a few ridges. One end looks like a melted maze. It has squiggly lines everywhere and has very tiny ridges with bumps. Some lines are connected together. The lines also look like a river. The other end of the fossil looks like a chiseled mountain with two small holes at the top and one tiny hole at the bottom. It also feels bumpy and looks like a piece of coal.
Hi, I'm Madison Sitton. I'm in fifth grade, and my poem is called Hidden Gem. In my hand, I have a rock. I call it a hidden gem because it has hidden quartz in it locked. Its color is a grayish brown. The shape of it is a diamond round. The texture is very bumpy. It also feels extra lumpy. It's heavy in my hand. Its weight is 110 grams. On the top of my diamond-like rock, there is a short line of quartz pocketed in. There are many embedded bits of quartz in my rock.
Hello, my name is Morgan, and I'm in fifth grade, and my writing is called Fossilized Shell. This shell is from 75 million years ago. The top of the shell is as rough as the edge of a table knife, and the bottom is as smooth as glass. The fossil is the color of an oak tree. If you were to put two of your fingers together, that's how thick it is. This shell has layers like leaves. The layers are stacked on each other like stairs. This shell is about the size of a cherry tomato. This shell is interesting because it's been covered in dirt and rock for millions of years and still has its original shape. Fossils. Fossils, they're everywhere, under your feet and in your hair. If I were a fossil, I'd be large and rare, just like a massive fossilized bear. Fossils, they take millions of years, much more than humans have ever lived here.
Hello, I am Miles. I'm in third grade, and this is my fossil writing. The class found this fossil on a field trip and brought it to class. That is how I ended up with it. The fossil is the shape of two raindrops. The imprints are of two Innoceramuses. The imprints are black and light brown. The rock is also a light brown and a cloudy white. The imprints are smooth and have lines. One is larger than the other. The larger one is 2 centimeters wide and 3 centimeters long. The tiny one is 6 millimeters wide
and 1 centimeter long. The rock's bottom and top are rough. The rock is 4.5 centimeters wide and 5.75 long. Enoceramuses lived during the Jurassic and Cretaceous, and they lived all over North America. Some of them grew up to 4 feet. The Enoceramus's shell prevented it from sinking into the mud when it was alive. The imprints of the shells are 1 centimeter far apart. These imprints are very amazing, old, and neat. I really like them a lot.
I'm Naomi, and I'm in sixth grade. The ammonite. I found this ammonite in a collection of fossils at school. The ammonite is mainly brown and sunset orange in the cracks along the edges. There is a creamy white on the top of the ammonite. Quarter-sized shells pop out of the center of the ammonite. It's my favorite fossil because it is shaped like a snail shell, just much larger. The ammonite reminds me of the Milky Way, my favorite spiral galaxy.
Hi, I'm Noah, and I'm going to read you guys a I'm writing about a fossil. A shark's tooth. This is a shark's tooth that I found at the Peterson's property that is near Groundhog. I like how the tooth is fossilized because it allows me to feel all of the textures and see all of the colors. When I rub my finger on it, the bumpy texture soothes me. When the shark's tooth was fossilizing, I imagine it first getting tossed around by the waves of a shallow, warm ocean. Then, about 10 million years later, I imagine the tooth getting blown around by desert winds and buried until another 10 million years later, I scooped it up out of the sand. The way that the brown and black mix, how the white specks cover the dull bottom of the tooth, is appealing. The tooth is light and cold in my hands.
My name is Sailor. I'm in fifth grade. And the title of my fossil writing is Fabulous Fossil. On the ground, there lies a fossil near Shark's Tooth Hill. It looks unique, like a $100 bill. It's very light. It weighs about 2 grams. The color is light, dirty brown. My fossil is shaped like a square. It has 4 long and straight lines. I like my fossil better than a spiral fossil because it makes me feel positive. It has an interesting globbed imprint on the back. The color of the imprint is faded dark red. My fossil also has a smooth fossilized seashell that is embedded on top of it. In the warm, shallow ocean, this beautiful seashell fell on top of a shiny rock 65 million years ago.
Hi, I am Sammy. I am in fourth grade and my writing is called an ammonite. It once swam, now it lies buried under the sand. I imagine stepping into the ocean. The rock I step on is smooth. I pick it up. It's a fossil of an ammonite that is 10 inches across. The fossil is heavy in my hands and is shiny like a diamond. And the fossil is also covered in pyrite that looks like silver. The fossil looks like a snail shell with ridges. It is also as hard as a rock. From 5 feet away, it is cool because it looks black and white. The spiral reminds me of cupcake frosting.
Hi, I'm Savannah Story. I'm in fifth grade, and I'm reading a piece called Ammonite. I've always thought that ammonites were cool, but this specific ammonite is prodigiously interesting. When it fossilized, it seemed to have collected shells in the center of the spiral. Most of it is covered in dirt. Its weight is heavy because of the rock it has become over time. You can barely see the middle, and it looks like part of it broke in half. My second piece is called Perhaps Narwhal. Maybe it is, maybe it's not, whether it's bone or shell. Whether it's male or female, I wonder if it's a narwhal. Its long horn is sharp as a thorn, its character undespised but disguised.
Hi, I'm Skylar Pearson, and I'm in sixth grade, and My writing is the cemetery fern. In the palm of my hand lays a stone with features different from any other rock. This sedimentary rock has an interesting imprint of a fern on the top flat side of the rock. The fern, which is on the bottom half of the rectangular prism, is a bit bumpy. This rectangular prism is as thin as a pencil. There's also a medium-sized indentation on the top left side of the fossil. When I hold the stone, it is smooth on one side and rough on the other. The colors of this fossil are golden brown with a hint of light gray. Now the earth has provided us this outstanding fern that has been around for millions of years.
Hi, I'm Tessa Steves, and I'm in fourth grade, and this is called The Imprint of a Seashell in a Rock. This imprint of a seashell in a rock in front of me is about 6 inches long and 4 inches wide. Its main colors are light black and chestnut brown. Also, its weight is about the same as a pair of kitchen scissors. Both the rock and shells are quite bumpy. There are about 11 shells in the rock. Also, if you put it upside down, it looks like a rabbit's head without the ears. I chose this fossil because it was interesting to me. This imprint was found by Caitlin Monroe on September 12, 2014.
My name is Thayer, and I am in fourth grade, and I will be sharing with you 2 pieces of writing today. A mosasaur tooth. Hold this. It's a mosasaur tooth. A fossil from 85 to 75 million years ago. Rub it. It is very ridged, and a crack is in the middle of the tooth. The crack in the middle keeps tiny black lines from running to the top of the tooth. These tiny black lines run from the bottom to the middle of the tooth. This tooth is shaped like a triangle and has a divot in the top. The tooth is heavy for its size. Goldish brown is the color of the bottom half, and sunrise orange is the color of the top half. All of this is in the palm of your hand. My second piece of writing is called Fossil Hunting. Look, 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 dig, 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 scrub, 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 find, find, find. I look for fossils day and night. Awesome shark's teeth, huge dinosaurs, sharp and dull teeth, old bones, tiny mammals, giant insects, elderly fish, hard shells, spiral ammonites, incredible.
Hello, my name is Drew Thomason, and I'm in fifth grade. This is my fossil writing. This fossilized shell is very interesting because it is from between 470 MYA and 460 MYA. They were plentiful by 400 and were dying out by 450 MYA. It lived through the Middle Ordovician and Lower Devonian. To me, it looks like a spiral-shaped shell. It also coiled, conical, sturdy, and thick. Its name was Troconema. Its shape is curved and rounded. The colors are simple gray, white, and tan. The texture of the shell is bumpy and smooth on some parts. Its weight is probably 10 grams. I like the shell because it is very shiny. I also like how it has a swirly top. It is a very ancient shell and is probably a lot older than some other shells.
My name is Zyron, and I'm in fourth grade, and I'm going to tell you what fossil I'm going to do. My fossil shape is round oval. Its name is Nigel fossil from 280 to 225 million years ago. It smells dirty from the ground. The fish is light brown. The fossil, not the fish, is white. A egg is the same weight as the Nigel rock. The size is 8.5 millimeters and 3.5 inches. My Nigel fist is a weight of 1/2 pencil. The bones are inside the fist.